He comes in peace. You see, he was not a revolutionary like the hammer a few years before. He was a redeemer. You see, a revolutionary is willing to kill for his cause, but a redeemer is willing to be killed for his cause and die for others. Well, we read in Scripture that Jesus will enter Jerusalem eventually, someday, as a conquering king. Jesus only fulfilled a portion of Zechariah's prophecy. There's a part of it he will fulfill in the second coming. What we remember today, Palm Sunday, as a triumphal entry was actually a tearful entry. However, there will be a time in the future when Jesus returns and he will be welcomed into the city of Jerusalem as a conquering king. The Bible teaches Jesus is going to return in the clouds, and Christians that are alive at that time will be instantly raptured or removed and will be with him. Then there will be 7 years of terrible tribulation on the earth in which a world leader will align the nations of the world against Israel. Revelation 16:12, if you want to read about that, says the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the world, on the great river Euphrates, and its water dried up in order to prepare the way for the kings of the east. Then verse 16 says, and the kings assembled at the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Jesus didn't fight against the Romans 2,000 years ago. But when he comes again, the Bible tells us that he will fight and he will win the battle of Armageddon. You can read all about it in Revelation 19 and Zechariah 14. You see, Jesus is going to enter Jerusalem as a king over the whole earth, not just a king over that city. That's scripture, history, and prophecy. And you have to understand, prophecy is just history in reverse, right? History in reverse. But you see, there's some personal lessons that we can learn from all this and learn from this event. Personal lesson number one, even if you feel insignificant, the Master can use you. Learn the lesson of the donkey. Jesus sent his disciples to a specific place for a specific donkey for him to ride. It was a colt no one had ever ridden before. A donkey isn't a thoroughbred horse, though, is it? It's a plain, some would say, those who are not donkey lovers, probably an ugly animal, right? You see, a horse is a magnificent animal. It has a coat that shines in the sun and beautiful large eyes with long eyelashes and a flowing mane that ripples in the breeze or when it runs. It has long, graceful legs that gobble up those miles of your journey. But let's take a look at a donkey, on the other hand. I don't know that anybody would ever call a donkey beautiful. After all, the floppy ears are way too large for the animal. Their hair looks all disheveled. They make a brain sound that even when we try not to, we laugh when we hear it. In Jesus' day, you see, horses were the Ferraris. A donkey was the old work truck that sits in the pasture. You may be thinking, God doesn't need me. I'm certainly no thoroughbred. Emotionally and spiritually, I'm more like an old donkey than a graceful horse. Well, congratulations. Because the Bible says God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong, so that no one could boast before him. That's 1 Corinthians 1:27. The thing that made our little donkey special was what the disciples said to the owners of the donkey. The Lord needs him. The Lord needs him. You see, the Lord needs you. And you. And you. And you. And you. And you and me. The Lord needs each one of us for specific purposes.